to be praised. You are worthy to be praised, my Redeemer. You are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be praised, my Redeemer. You are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be praised, my Redeemer. You are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be praised, my Redeemer. You are worthy to be praised. Almighty God, you are worthy to be praised. King of kings and Lord of lords, we worship you. Thank you for bringing us to the last quarter of this year. Thank you for everything you've done for us in January. Thank you for what you've done in February. Thank you for what you've done in March. Thank you for what you've done in April. Thank you for what you've done in May. Thank you for what you've done in June. Thank you for what you did in July. Thank you for what you did in August in particular. Thank you for what you did in September. Thank you for what you did in October. And we want to bless you in advance for what you will do for the rest of the year. Please accept our thanks in Jesus' name. My Father, my God, I'm praying especially for your children born in the month of October. Even as October is the 10th month of the year of the month of double grace, I pray that all their blessings will be doubled. And I pray, Lord God Almighty, that will give every one of them a new beginning. I'm praying also especially for your children who have been faithful to you in their offerings and in their tithes. In this month, Lord God Almighty, bless them double. All the promises, Lord God Almighty, that you have made concerning each and every one of us long before the end of the year, fulfill them. I pray, Lord God Almighty, that as we praise you today, as we thank you, as we worship you, you will do something extraordinarily great in our lives. Please, Lord God Almighty, let our victory over every kind of plague be permanent and total in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise the Lord. I want to thank God for His mercy, His grace, His goodness over all of us, so that we are still around to see the last quarter of the year. And I know that the Almighty God who has kept us thus far will keep us to the very end in Jesus' name. This morning, our text is going to be Habakkuk chapter 3, from verse 17 to 19. Habakkuk chapter 3, from verse 17 to 19. It says, although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vines, the labor of the olive shall fail, and the fields shall yield no meat. The flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stalls. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength, and He will make my feet like hinds' feet, and He will make me to walk upon my high places. To the chief singer of my stringed instruments. This man of God is saying, it doesn't matter what is happening, I will praise God. And when I praise Him, He will respond. He will respond mightily. The African elders have a proverb. They say it is in the time of trouble that you know your true friends. There are those who will praise God only when everything is smooth sailing. But the true friends of God are those who will praise Him regardless of whatever may be happening. The period of the lockdown had exhibited the kind of friendship some people have for God. You know, there was a time that some people said, "Oh, we've been looking for you, Jesus Christ. We didn't find you on time." He said, "Oh, you're not seeking me, you are seeking bread and fish." What's the kind of friendship that you have for God? We're going to demonstrate a bit of it today. Are you going to be able to say, like Job said in Job chapter 13, verse 15, Job 13, verse 15, He said, "Though he slay me, yet will I trust him. I'm going to praise God regardless of my present situation." That's what Job said. Or like David said in Psalm 34, verse 1. Psalm 34, verse 1, he said, "I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth." Continually. He said in Psalm 108, verse 1 to 4, Psalm 108 from verse 1 to 4, he said, "God, my heart is fixed." Like concrete. He said, "My heart is fixed. I will praise you. I will sing praises unto the Lord." He said, "The reason I'm going to praise you nonstop, regardless of whatever may be happening, is that I am convinced your mercy is great above the heavens." Doesn't matter what's happening. So I know you are a merciful God. And beloved, according to Lamentations chapter 3, verses 22 and 23, Lamentations 3, verses 22 and 23, "It is of the mercy of the Lord that we are not consumed." And he says, "It is new every morning." Every morning. Every time you wake up in the morning, it is because of the mercy of God. Oh, yes, there have been a time of terrible plague. But like I was sharing with someone, why don't you look at the complete picture? Oh, so many cases have been confirmed. That seemed to be the only one some people are looking at. Why don't you look at so many cases have survived? Why don't you compare the number of deaths with the number of those who have been infected? If you look at the complete picture, you say, "God, you are merciful." That even in your anger, even in judgment, you still remember mercy. And he said, "Great is thy faithfulness." But for the faithfulness of God, if this pandemic had been killing people, everybody infected, what shall we be saying now? But His mercy is there preserving everybody. He said, "I will praise Him. It doesn't matter what is happening. If the fig tree is not blossoming, if there are no animals on earth anymore, if my business had failed, if everything is crumbling," he said, "I will still rejoice in the Lord my God. I will praise Him." And David said, "My heart is fixed. Doesn't matter what is happening. I'm going to praise God because his mercy is high above the heavens. And you know what? If you praise him in the time of crisis, he will come to your aid. Acts of the Apostles, chapter 16, from verse 25 to 34. Acts 16, 25 to 34. In prison, locked down, changed hands and feet. Paul and Silas said, it's time to praise God. If you can praise him in prison, if you can praise him when death seems to be threatening, that by tomorrow morning you might be dead, if you can praise him so loudly that other prisoners, other people in lockdowns can hear you, if you can show them that you are different because you're a child of God, and you are not a fair weather friend of God, but a child of God who will praise him anytime, anyhow, he will send an earthquake that will break down the doors of the prison, destroy your yokes, turn your jailer to your servant. So I believe Paul and Silas were saying, yes, we are in prison, but we will praise you until this place will shake. We will praise you until you will set us free. We will praise you until our enemy will become our servant. And if you read the whole chapter, they are saying, we will praise you until those who put us in prison will come and beg us to come out. And when you read Mark chapter 1, from verse 40 to 45, Mark 1, 40 to 45, I was this leper that came to the Lord. And when you talk about a leper, you are talking about somebody really in trouble. Was not only incurable, it's not even allowed to come into the community of people. Lepers don't get married. Who's going to marry a leper? Lepers don't get promotion. If he gets promotion, it will be maybe chief leper. But he came to the Lord Jesus Christ, fell at his feet, and said, now, since I know that you have the power to solve all my problems, I will praise you until you do something about it. Before he spoke at all, he was already on his knees. I will praise you until you cure the incurable. I will praise you until you make me completely whole. I will praise you until you give me something to testify about. Because after the Lord healed him, he went all over the place telling others. I believe there's someone who will say today to the Almighty God, I will praise you so much, you will give me something to praise you more about. I will praise you till you give me a breakthrough to testify about. And when you read 2 Chronicles chapter 20 from verse 1 to 25, 2 Chronicles chapter 20 from verse 1 to 25, you will see the story of a king surrounded by three mighty kings. And how did he fight the battle? He didn't do any fighting. He just did a lot of praising. And so I believe there'll be somebody here today who will also say to the Almighty God, doesn't matter how many forces surrounding me, intent on destroying me and taking over my government, my kingdom. Lord, I will praise you until my enemies will destroy themselves. And wealth will change hands. Oh, Jehoshaphat and his little band of singers praised the Almighty God. But the Almighty God looked down from heaven and said, all right, if in the midst of a battle you can't possibly win, you choose to praise me, watch me fight. I love my daddy. The African elders, when they want to eulogize my daddy, they will say, when he decides to fight for you, at the end, you yourself will become frightened when you see what is done to the enemies. It took Jehoshaphat and his people 3 days to carry the wealth of the enemies into their treasury. I know somebody is going to praise God this morning. Until God, we use your enemies to finish themselves. Amen. And then their wealth will become yours. Amen. In Matthew 15 from verse 21 to 28, Matthew 15 from verse 21 to 28, the Bible tells us of a woman whose daughter was grievously vexed of the devil. She fell down at the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, I will worship you until the siege against my daughter is lifted. I will worship you until the siege against my future is lifted, because my daughter represents my future. The devil has chosen to grievously vex my daughter. But I know you are the Lord of hosts. I know you are the King of glory. I know you've never lost a war. I will worship you until the siege is lifted. Are you under a siege? Do you have a child that the devil seems to have already taken over completely? Is there someone precious to you that the doctors have said, well, we can manage, and that we can cure? A few children that you are worried sick about what they will become in future? Have you a child on drugs? Have you a child that is keeping bad company? You can solve the problem today by refusing to let God go, praising Him, worshiping Him until the siege is lifted. As they say, half a word is enough for the wise. What kind of love have you for Jesus Christ? Are you a fair weather friend or a friend indeed? If you praise Him today like you've never done before, you will get results today like you have never gotten before. And before we go on to praise Him, because this is Praise Sunday, the sermon is not going to be long, so you have plenty of time to praise Him. If there are those of you who are out there and you are not even yet surrendered to Jesus Christ, You better do so. Because the word of God is clear. Even if you think you are enjoying now, if you think you can never be in trouble, the word of God is clear. There's someone called an adversary who walks about like a roaring lion, and that's the devil. And he's constantly looking for whom he may devour. Every day, he's capturing more and more people. If he hasn't captured you yet, you better run to Jesus Christ. If he has captured you already, you better run to Jesus Christ. If you worship the Almighty God the way you should worship him today, dramatic changes will happen in your life too. So if you want to give your life to Jesus Christ, if you bow your head and cry unto him, and call on him, the Lord of hosts, the one who never lost a war, to please save your soul and take absolute control, not only of your past, but your present and future too. I will join my prayers with yours, and the Lord will save your soul, and you'll begin to enjoy total and absolute victory over every form of forces of darkness. So talk to him now. And please, the rest of us who are already sure of our salvation, kindly pray for all those who are seeking salvation now, that the Almighty God will rise up, save their souls, and put an end to every form of darkness in their lives. Thank you, my Father. King of glory, Lord of hosts. The Lord strong, the Lord mighty in battle. I worship you. And I'm calling on you, Lord God Almighty, on behalf of all those who are seeking for the salvation of their souls today, wherever they may be. Father, please receive them. Save their souls. Let your blood wash away their sins. Write their names in the book of life. Receive them into the family of God. Take them beyond the riches of forces of darkness in Jesus' name. And please, Lord God Almighty, don't let them ever backslide. And all of us, as we begin to praise you today, Lord God Almighty, please arise. Fight our battles for us.
Amen.
Give us total victory.
Amen.
And turn our enemies to our footstool.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Amen.
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 Amen. Let someone shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Right, today is the day for Thanksgiving, so go ahead, praise him. Now praise him. Regardless of whatever may be happening, and he will prove to you that his mercy is new every morning, and he will do something special for you in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
God bless you.
Praise the Lord! I believe this message has really blessed your life. And if you have just given your life or rededicated your life to Jesus Christ, please send an SMS or a WhatsApp message titled Saved to any of these phone numbers. Plus 234-706-497-9797 or plus 234-810-383-0237 or plus 234-803-722-1550 or plus 234-805-504-1394. Also, you can send an email to altarcall@rccg.org. Thank you, and God bless you.